wrote a few things in the chat. Are you going to write them again? Great. Awesome. Yep. Just say hello to you all. I can see you in front of me, Susan and Amelia and Nick and Shannon and Alanis and hello, Penny. So thank you. We're very excited to be here as always. So let me start officially. I need to start this, don't I? Sorry, everyone. Now 3 minutes, 3 minutes late. All right, there we go. So, welcome back, everyone, to the monthly Holistic Actions Q&A webinars, where you've got myself, Jeff Feynman, and Dr. Christine Chambrew, where we're going to reframe all of your veterinary questions in light of the balance, the energy, the love, the path to pet wellness that we follow along with. And we're going to ask you to either raise your hands if you have a question. How do you do that? You hit the react at the bottom. And now mine has
You
changed.
hit react, and there's a raise hand button there that's easy to see.
Yeah,
And then,
there
if
it is.
not, you can wave like this.
Or
You can raise your hand like this,
just write in the chat.
and you can post in the chat. And if you'd let us know when we first
Thank
start talking
you
with you or in the chat, if you are a member of Holistic Actions. As those of you who've been here before know, we have to keep each of the questions pretty brief because there's so many questions, and we want to really give everybody just at least a hint. And for those of you who are here already, a reminder that almost always our answers are going to include love the symptoms, use them as clues to what's going on, and how to evaluate whether what you're choosing to do for lifestyle or treatment is making them better. Number one. Number two, we want you to have a holistic healthcare team. We want you to have somebody that's your main vet who is either homeopathic or well-trained in traditional Chinese medicine, or one of those really special, not too many of them around, veterinarians that sort of just does everything and you can't pigeonhole them, but they're just amazing and you'll know if you have one. So that's another thing we frequently say. And those of you who go, oh, but you can't find them anywhere, and how do I know if they're good? Check out holisticactions.com/select. And it's a great article. Read the whole article. Go to all the websites. And if you're an HA member, post in the forum. I live blank. I haven't found anybody. And maybe somebody in our community will know somebody that's within a decent drive for you. So let's get started. So, Penny, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. This is my first time. I only found out about you yesterday. A friend who's an animal communicator is trying to help me with my cat's issue, and she mentioned yourself and said you had an issue today and might enjoy. So here I am.
So before you go on, the one of the things, definitely check out Holistic Actions and about becoming a member. But there's a lot you can do even initially by taking the 101 course for free, and you can ask questions in the not ask. You can put in the search box any topics you're interested in the forum and check that out. So
Right, thank
go
you.
ahead. What's the problem?
Okay, I have a 14-year-old cat who is a rescue, just under a year old, has had a lot of good health up until relatively recently, within the last couple of years, has developed terrible, well, increasingly bad flea dermatitis. I've worked with a line of holistic in the UK, which is where I live, as you would guess. Sadly, health issues have meant she had to stay away. I don't have a holistic vet within any reach. I live in West Wales, which is the back end of nowhere in the UK terms.
So, Penny, to answer that question first, if you go to that
Well,
article.
would you repeat the question because
Oh,
I
sure.
couldn't hear it.
Okay. Trouble finding a holistic vet that's near enough to her. There are some incredibly wonderful, internationally well-known homeopathic veterinarians who do work virtually, who are in the UK. Excellent ones. And Miyoko is nodding her head. What if you pose no one, Miyoko, would you post that in the chat for us, please? That'd be wonderful. So you'll be able to find that through going to that website. And that the other piece is anytime, so dermatitis, you said, is the problem, right? With your 15-year-old
Yeah,
kitten.
we've got dermatitis, and I've done our best to build up, her immune system, improve diet, supplementation. Obviously,
Okay,
what I'm doing
so
is keeping them
I'm going to give
vigilant,
you a
but
perspective. So again, we don't have time in these QAs to treat your cat, okay? So
no, I realize.
here are a couple of things to keep in mind. If you had an energy field that was out of balance, and in order to get healthy, that or to get back in homeostasis, that energy field had to produce symptoms. Would you want symptoms to be on the skin or in the liver and kidneys?
I'm aware of that. I'm realize that in the scheme of things, it's infinitely preferable to outside.
Good, absolutely. So every time you are looking or noticing it, say to yourself, oh, good job. You're keeping it on the outside. Good job. Because shifting your perspective can definitely help. And then the second is, I would say that because you've already been doing some good things, you really do need to be working, especially with an older cat. Although we know cats who've lived to be 34 and 38, so you still can have a long way to go. But I would definitely work with a homeopathic vet. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Miyoko?
Yes, thank you. I have a few quick questions about
Can you
nutrition.
speak up just a little bit, or is that me? No, that
Yeah,
might be me.
yes.
Go ahead.
No, I have a few quick questions about nutrition. But first of all, I wanted to say that two Monday night talks were excellent. Mitzi Vargas got back to me right away. She had a photo of a symptom that my dog does. He puffs out his nostrils or his cheeks, kind of, or his lips. And so I asked her, is that always about pain? Or is it sometimes something else? And she said, yes, it can be about frustration. So I'm very curious. No one else seems to know about that symptom or signal. And then also, my first dog was put down because of DM. And so that talk was also very interesting. But what did I learn?
What is your question today?
My question, really quick questions. Does fish need to be cooked, or can, if it's frozen for 2 weeks, is it fine for the dog?
It's fine. Yeah, the freezing is
It's
good, but you
fine
don't
for
have
the
to do that with all fish, just salmon, as far as I know.
dog. Okay, there's a bunch
Jenny, Jeff, agree?
Yeah. Depends on the source, but yeah, I usually
Right.
just give it straight.
First, it's going to be Portugal, frozen fish from Portugal.
Yeah,
And
don't
my
know.
understanding is that there's worms in all fish, but
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Okay. Next quick question. Does the eggshell slash calcium always need to go together with the muscle meat, or can you give it at another meal? In
Oh,
other
you can
words,
give it at another meal.
okay, that's good. Okay, in the 41-page nutrition thing that we received as a gift for pre-ordering, there was no talk of tofu or beans or legumes. So I'm wondering, are they all okay?
They're fine to use as part of a big, varied diet.
Yes, I
Yes.
understand. Yeah,
Yep.
she's getting a really varied diet. It's
Sounds
amazing.
like it.
Yeah,
Good.
and so structured water. So I see, Dr. Feynman, that you sometimes talk about structured water, and I kind of looked it up and I saw if you put a bowl of water outside in the sun, then it becomes structured water. Is that, what do you do?
I'm about to put a link in the chat, which kind of
Okay.
summarizes a bunch of threads on the forum all about structured water.
Okay, thank you.
So yeah, but yeah, theoretically, you're vitalizing the water with sunshine, but if you do an MRI, which is really the bottom line to determine if the water is structured or not, it's pretty minimal, so it does do something for sure, but that the thread's got all the information.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you a lot, both of you.
Great.
All of
Thank
you.
you. You're doing a great job, I can tell.
I'm having fun, a lot of fun. She's having fun too.
Well, if you're having fun, then it
That's
doesn't matter what else is happening.
so true. Okay. So just briefly in the chat, Crystal was wondering about. She said some vets say it's a normal part of aging for senior dogs to lose their ability to regulate temperature. Nope. Healthy older dogs, that doesn't happen. And it could happen to a young dog as well. In general, I do see that older animals, more in cats than dogs, do tend to get a little more on the chilly side, but it's not something that's normal. It's just something that it's like one of those early warning signs of illness. It just means we don't have a completely balanced vital force. And what can you do about it? Offer a wide range of temperature things, heating pads and hot waters, and they have these great reflective surfaces and sunshine, all that sort of stuff. And then, So, Dr. Jeff, this one's for you. Tasha asks, what are the basic essential annual tests and checks to be done by the vet? First, I'm going to do the vet check. So, whoever's coughing, if you could mute yourself, it would be lovely. So, what I recommend strongly for your annual exam is you find a veterinarian. Even if you're working with a virtual homeopathic veterinarian for your primary, if you can find a veterinarian within even a 2 or 3 hour drive of you who's trained in chiropractic, Chinese medicine, where they feel the pulses and look at the tongue and can feel for the hot spots, osteopathy. So if they're trained in these, imagine how much extra information that you'll get in your annual exam. And I recommend having on your holistic healthcare team an animal intuitive who you work with and feel comfortable with. And once or twice a year, they could do an exam for you. Now, what about the blood test, Dr. Jeff? Which ones and how age? What age?
You know my answer.
I know, but I want you to give
Well,
it.
the answer is it depends. It depends on what's going on. If it's just an annual senior
Not even
wellness
senior.
test.
She said healthy, vibrant, energetic animal,
Right. If it's
dog.
a healthy, vibrant, energetic senior, now we do a CBC and a chemistry profile and a first morning urine sample. Once a year, or more or less, depending on the physical symptoms. If it's a young dog under 5 years of age, I'm not even sure that I mean, a lot of people nowadays do like getting a baseline at that point. I would do the same blood, CBC, chemistry profile, then for first morning urine sample, and that's it. But the rest, there's a lot of other tests. That will depend on what you or your vet sees, physically.
Now, since we thank you. Now that since we were talking about food questions with Miyoko, I'm going to jump to Shannon. What was your food question?
you. Yeah, so I was just curious what your thoughts are on. I know about a, you guys promote variety, which I do. How often do you recommend switching the proteins up, or is there any guidelines around that?
How often do you switch your proteins up?
Well, I mean, for my dog, I just do whatever I
No,
whichever.
for you as a person.
Oh, I probably eat more like a dog because I'm vegan, so I don't have as
Okay.
many choices. But for my dogs and cats, I switch it up really frequently, and I just
Yeah.
didn't know if that was fine.
That's
Yeah.
absolutely the best. And keep
Great.
track of what they love.
Okay, I do. Perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Giselle, you are next.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, I have a cat and he's almost 2 years old, and he always had digestive issues, like his poop always smelled. But I guess the more concerning things is that sometimes he has like red blood in his poop. Not every single time. And he vomits and has diarrhea, like often, or he has like times when he doesn't have anything.
And how long, how many years has this been going on?
So I guess the vomiting since pretty early on did happen. But the blood and diarrhea, I think that's been happening like more recently.
Okay. And are you working with a holistic or homeopathic veterinarian, and are you a member of Holistic Actions?
No, but we have been trying to, feed him somewhat the best we can, We're still learning.
Okay. Well, the best way to learn, the key thing about Holistic Actions for all of you who aren't yet members is we're really here to educate you and empower you. And we have 8 years worth of incredible material and a forum where you can post your questions every day, any day, and the community, in addition to the faculty, will be answering your questions. So for you right now, the thing you need to do is to go to the article on finding a holistic veterinarian and get a holistic veterinarian that you're working with. Where do you live?
I live in Southern California.
Okay, tons down there, tons, tons. So go to that article, do all the things it says, and you can also search in the forum for free if you're not a member, and you could put in vets in Southern California, and maybe somebody knows somebody. But if you remember, you could post that as a question, and then even more people could answer you. But there's some wonderful ones in Southern California. No problem there. But that's what you need to do. Otherwise, there's lots you can be doing at home. And one thing I didn't talk about at the beginning is for every one of you, regardless of what the problem is with your animal, the best thing you can do is the happiness protocol. The best thing you can do is not worry, finding what they love, do what they love. We have people over and over again that in 2 days their animals totally turned around. The diarrhea might not stop, but they're going to feel better. And then you know that you've got a little more time to work on this. And definitely diet and probiotics are important. And again, we have whole sections on that with reading and webinars for a member. So the free article on selecting a vet would be your next step, and find a vet.
And the 101 class.
And the 101 class. Yes. Did you post the link for that, Dr.
I
Jeff?
did, and I'm seeing it again and
Great. Very good. Okay.
okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Amelia, hello. Good to see you. Amelia is a new member of Holistic Actions.
You brought me here. I'm very happy. I just signed up for Holistic Action as a member, and my question is about stomatitis, and I'm going to make that appointment with Dr. Jeff, as you advised. But immediately my question is that I have an appointment with a regular conventional veterinarian who is ex expert in teeth, in orthodontist, but I want to know whether I should just keep this appointment and if there is any conventional medicine that would work.
No, there is not. The only thing conventional doctors do is steroids, anti-cancer drugs, or remove all the teeth. So make your appointment with Dr. Jeff, and there you've been to your regular vet. You need to cancel that orthodontic.
Absolutely, because I'm looking for alternative, natural,
They'll just make you feel bad.
homeopathic. So if I make an appointment with Dr. Jeff, will he prescribe some homeopathy medicine and all that? Fantastic, because
Yes.
I am so, I don't want to be scared. I'm treating him with some little things in his mouth, like coconut oil.
Okay, don't we won't go into the details of what you're treating unless you're
Okay, so
questioned.
that is my main
Don't,
question, was keep the
you're
vet
set.
or not?
Correct. Do not go to the conventional at this point. Now,
Okay.
I'm not saying, sometimes you need to, but we talked and you definitely do not need to.
Yeah, but I was so scared about the pulling of,
I know.
you know,
Well,
so young, a year and a half
and
only.
Dr. Jeff is sitting there nodding his head as well.
Okay, great. Thank you,
Well,
Dr. Jeff. I will be
I'm
looking
agreeing
into
with Amelia, but Amelia, I would say that you should keep your appointment if you need the information. I don't need the information, but
I
you
don't
spoke.
want, no. I want
No.
to go with you totally because I didn't see any alternatives that were logic or anything for me. All they want at the end is to pull his teeth, and I cannot go there.
And that is where it will always end up. And that's a really good quick fix with stomatitis. Problem. The problem is that it doesn't address the underlying cause, which is, an autoimmune. I mean, the reason this works is one of the autoimmune things that causes stomatitis is a reaction to the teeth. The body is reacting against the teeth. So of course the answer is get rid of the teeth. No. No,
They still have it after they do that anyway.
they may. May.
So
Right.
I will see you soon as I get an appointment, and we will talk about it.
Okay, I
Very
just know
good.
it's a very deep-rooted problem. It's, something that probably stems back to the very beginning.
Thank you, Dr. Jeff, because I already had him. Please clean his teeth, and he's so aggressive and so horrible.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Amelia, for joining us here. So I want to, this one, Dr. Jeff may take, oh no, this is going to be a quick one, and I'm going to check the rest of them. Would you answer Ginny's question? She has a question about mast cell tumors. Ginny, go
Oh,
ahead.
Ginny, you know my answer. You know how to answer it.
Yeah, but ask your question, Ginny, for the tape.
Am I live?
You are.
Yes, we have a plan. We don't think it's a huge problem. It's a small one. There's only one. Statistics, conventional statistics show that normally you won't see more than one, especially in certain breeds. And of course, my boy is abundantly healthy. So we're going to go ahead and remove this one in a month or so. It's quite small. And just wondered if you had anything generally that you can add to that.
Just make sure that he is as, balanced as possible before you do that, because I can virtually guarantee that the mast cells will return, because as you know, the underlying cause is not being addressed, but they will have way less of a reason to return if you've done homeopathy before and you've been doing it, so just keep doing it. Just do what you're doing and it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah,
But
that's.
follow up after.
And what about removing it versus not removing it, Dr. Jeff?
Oh, you don't want to go there now. Definitely don't want to go there.
Well,
Definitely don't
just
need to
in.
go there with Ginny. I mean, in this
No,
case,
but
though.
I mean, in general, removing
Yeah,
external symptoms.
in general, it's a good idea not to interfere, not to manipulate any symptom, which is a clue that the body is doing its job. So whenever we manipulate a symptom, we are actually raising the susceptibility. We're actually increasing the chances that there'll be other issues. So yeah, the best thing is to respect All those symptoms that you can. So, but I was going to
Okay.
ask Ginny where it is because I do have a new injection. If it's lower on the body, they have an injection that can. It's like the blood route that we used to use on tumors.
Really cool.
Yeah, but it's got to be in the lower part of the body, or else it can create a
Nope.
bad reaction.
Nah, this is the lower part of the throat.
No.
No. Okay. Okay, Ginny. Thank you, dear. And
No,
Ginny
you'll be
often helps
fine.
us with answering questions. She's wonderful. And particularly, she'll help with as we're talking to Jan. I'm going to do a couple of quick ones here. Suzanne asked, what causes asthma? The cause of every single illness that exists, other than breaking a bone, breaking a leg, is that there's an imbalance in the energy pattern of the body. In homeopathy, we call it vital force, acupuncture, qi. And when the energy field is out of balance, in an effort to get back in balance, it produces symptoms. So we love symptoms. They're the clue that something is happening. Now, why does it get out of balance is unique for each animal. They're sensitive to certain things. The healthier they are, take the 101 course and do everything in the 101 course. That gives good food, minimizing toxins, things like that. And certainly with asthma, one of the major triggers is over-vaccination or sensitivity to vaccinations. Another trigger is could be, of course, if you're living in the midst of California wildfires, that could be a trigger. But there, remember, there are a lot of animals that are in the smoke and not having problems because they're not sensitive. And asthma, I've treated a number of cats with asthma who just completely cured, went on to live another 10 or 15 years. Trudy, with a biting cat, we've done a lot of webinars on cats and on behavior. And
Yes.
the main thing is for you to pay attention to what you're doing. Here's the thing. If your cat is biting you, that cat is trying to communicate to you in some way. So
Right.
you have to figure out what does the cat need? What's missing? How can I communicate with the cat? And sometimes a cat or a dog will do something that you can't figure it out, even with an animal communicator. And then you have to train and set guidelines and like that. But first, you want to try the root of what are they trying to tell me? Does
And
that
that's, it does make sense. I can't figure it out because it's random. All of a sudden he will, and he's big. He's a good 14 pounds and he's just a year old. And when he jumps and it's an attack, he will really, he usually gums, but he will catch you with his teeth and they break skin. And I immediately stop interaction and I say no. But again, I can't. I.
Well, it's a matter. So you may want to, this may be a case where number one, talk to an animal intuitive and have a com that who can mediate your conversation with your cat. The other is, it sounds like you're observing what's happening when the biting happens, but it's to more be having an ongoing conversation with what's going on with this cat. This is a one-year-old cat. This is a teenager. He may just be acting out at this point.
Okay.
And so it may be you have to become aware of it's not random. Something is triggering it. It may
Okay.
happen. It may happen occasionally, but you need to figure out and just pay attention. As soon as it's happened, sit down and meditate for 15 minutes. Clear your mind and just see what comes into your mind. What was happening just before? What happened before? Maybe it's a cat 10 doors down that's
Oh.
triggering him. It could be something not even in your house.
Oh, I see, I
So,
see.
pay attention. Are there cats outdoors? Or what did you just do? Or what food did you feed that morning? What's the phase of the moon? Are you keeping a journal? No, but I can keep a journal, and it really does initiate in the morning as soon as he wakes up.
Oh, well, then that's very easy. If that's always when it is, you can absolutely train that and work through that.
Okay, and how, where do I go to get information on how to train him? And because I'd like to keep him.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Are you a member?
No, I'm not a member, but
Okay, well, if you became a member, we have a number of cat people who've spoken, and each of them gives different resources, and then you can post in the forum where we have plenty of time to give you lots of suggestions.
okay.
And as part of, and go to the article on finding a vet and have a good holistic vet as part of your team, because
Okay.
sometimes homeopathy might be needed. There might be an underlying vital force imbalance that needs to be corrected. It could be that you learned Tellington T-Touch, EFT. There are hundreds of possibilities.
Okay, I'll become a member.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you. I
Thank
appreciate it. Thank you.
you. You are welcome. Steph, go ahead.
Hi, question about my cat. I'm not a member yet. She has an infection, a UTI. She's a CKD cat, UTI that she hasn't been clearing. We did go with the injectable, I think it's Covenia, and it didn't clear. And I didn't want to do antibiotics, but we weren't finding the right, we were working with a holistic vet, and we weren't finding the right homeopathic remedy that was working this time. And she was just retested on Monday, and it's full of bacteria. So the only thing they had left to offer us was the pradifloxacin, which it scares the crap out of me, but she's on it for now. She's gotten worse, and like she's just weaker and weaker, and I'm just not sure what to do. She's struggling to eat, she's not getting nutrition, and I'm wondering if you have any knowledge about using niacinamide for lowering phosphorus in the blood, because she is on a binder, but it only, you know, that only works with the food.
Dr. Jeff, I mean, it
Yeah.
sounds like, are you working with a really well-trained homeopath or just
Yeah,
somebody
she's
who's using
like,
homeopathy?
no, she's a vet trained under Dr. Pitcairn. She's been doing this for 30 years. It just with all of
Oh,
her,
yeah.
it's like round the clock care with my cat, and then I don't, you know, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm too tired to sit down and give an update by email, and you know, I'm frazzled.
So, you know, here's the thing. How old is your cat again?
17 to 18.
Okay. So, there comes a time in every animal's life where it may be their time to pass.
Right.
And it might not be here, it might not be yet. But often, when you give a remedy, get good response, then it fails, then you give another remedy and it fails, it can be an indication that that time may be approaching as opposed to poor prescribing. Your job right now is to take a breath and focus much more on her quality of life and loving her and happiness. Find what gives her the most joy. Provide her with every, rather than focusing on fixing her, focus on quality of life. And actually, the last month of this year, our speakers are in December coming up. We'll be talking about quality of life. And past webinars, every year we've had quality of life or geriatric talks. Another is you could do a consult with Gail Pope, who's one of our faculty members. You can go to brighthaven.org. And she had 90 cats at a time. She adopted 16 to and older cats and worked with homeopathy and all sorts of other good things. And many of them I looked at when I walked in to visit her, and I went, "Oh, poor kitty." And she said, "Don't do that." And she and her mom could be with the cats. They looked like this, sometimes emaciated, barely able to walk. And she was like, "All right, thank you for greeting our guests. You're just doing great today, Jojo." I mean, it's amazing. So, but you know, she's dealt with a lot of that and does hospice. So she may be a good source for you. And
And you said
again,
righthaven.org.
And then
Okay.
with us at Holistic Actions, I forget, are you a member?
Not yet.
Okay,
I
well,
just found you a couple months ago.
okay, well, become a member and then you can post in the forum and we can give you more and
Okay.
more and more suggestions.
Okay. Is niacinamide
Oh,
actually something that
that's
could help with the?
Dr. Jeff,
Oh,
that's
okay.
you.
Sure. Yeah. It's a
Okay.
great mild way to reduce phosphorus. Still do a little better. There actually are products that combine niacinamide with chitosan, which is another phosphorus binder. It's a human product. But in the animal world, there's something called Aventi, which is also a great phosphorus binder. Do you know what the phosphorus number was?
It was too high to test. It was over 16,
Yeah,
when we were
you
there,
want to
and
get that down. You
yeah,
want to
she's struggling to walk.
push the structured water in with whatever she eats, and yeah, and
Okay.
then maybe deal with that. That's going to be her main problem, not the urinary symptoms, so not the bacteria in the urine.
Yeah, don't worry
Yeah,
about the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
bacteria.
Is it safe for her to drink as much coconut? Because her potassium is low too. And she likes the coconut water,
If she
and it's
likes
just
it, just
pure.
let
Can
her
I
have
give
it.
that?
Yep,
Okay,
and I would
okay,
still mix it with structured water.
okay. And
And
you said there's an
I,
article on the website on
yeah,
structuring, because I
and
don't have a device for that.
if you scroll back on the
It's in the
chat,
chat.
it's
Okay,
yeah.
it's in
And
the
I
chat.
also just posted a link to a YouTube video interview about symptoms being the opposite of quality of life.
Yes, totally. And yeah, Dr. Christine, we are doing everything to
Good.
give her, it's just
Yep.
that it's round the clock care. And
It is, but
harder
see
on
here,
you than on
yes,
her.
yeah.
but that's the thing you want to do is use this to learn how to take care of yourself
Yeah, well,
and
I
do
need a
and
little self-care because it's too much on her.
it
Like I
is, it is. And it's okay. She's okay with that. If you even left her for 2 hours and went out and took a walk,
Well,
it's okay.
we had an appointment earlier this week. It was Tuesday, I'm sorry, it was Tuesday that we tested her because we went out to an appointment and we were gone for about 2 hours. And in that time, she couldn't get up off the couch and she ended up peeing on herself.
Well, but
So,
that's okay. She's not going to be upset about that for you. You
no,
think she
we dealt with it really
suffers.
good. No,
Yeah, there
we
you
dealt with it
go.
really well. We dealt with it really
Yeah,
well. We
good.
told her it's
Okay.
okay. It's okay.
But take care of yourself. It really is okay.
Yeah.
It really is
I'm going to
okay
get
to
out for
take
a
care
walk
of
tonight,
yourself.
or I'll get out for a
Yes.
walk tonight or tomorrow because I really need
Good.
a time out.
Yes, very good. That
Thank you guys so
is
much.
very important. And a reminder to everybody, you can save the chat by clicking on up depending on your computer. Figure it out, but you can post if you can't do it, but you can save the chat to your computer. Dr. Jeff, I just want to check in with you. I don't know that we have time. Actually,
Let's work on the questions that we've
okay.
got. You're
Okay.
asking about
I was thinking
Sage.
we could do it
Sure.
for Nita for Sage. We might do Nita for
Oh,
Sage.
sure.
But let's go ahead. I'm going to get through about a few more questions, and then we're going to test. You guys get to experience a whole new way of asking questions, of getting your questions answered. So, go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, good to see everybody.
Likewise.
I am here because, because I miss you all very much, and I can't wait for Jeff's book to come out. I'm very excited about that.
Thank
And
you.
I am thinking, in the long term about getting a dog, and of course I'd like to adopt a dog. And then I started to think everything that I went through with Phoebe, like there was so much that was so unpleasant about the process of emergencies, and also, she had vaccines before we got her, and I don't know if there's a way to get a dog that doesn't have vaccines.
Well, there
But
is.
anyway, that's basically my
There's
question.
a there's a the dog. Oh, what is that website? Natural reared dogs.
Yeah, it's gone downhill over the
Oh,
years. And Sherry,
really?
you're not going to be able to get a rescue without everything. I mean, that was my intention, was to rescue my next dog. no vaccines and no anything, and Maya came into my life. Every vaccine, rabies, spayed, drugs by 12 weeks of age.
So, having said that,
Right, then.
Dr. Jeff has had to work very hard with and particularly just hanging out with Maya. He's got a wonderful story about it. But if you want to post that, Jeff, and you need to post your book as well in the chat. So Sherry, there are two things. One is, yeah, he looked and looked and couldn't find it, but that doesn't mean you can't. It's definitely worth looking for. And one of and sometimes you can get an adult, an older dog, 2, 3, 4, 5 year old, that needs a home, and they've, you know, and you can get ones that maybe the vaccines didn't bother them that much. It's okay. Not every animal that's vaccinated is sick from the vaccines. Only the animals who have a susceptibility to the vaccines are going to be really badly affected from them, to different degrees, even. So, really, you know, definitely go for it and be prepared and ready to start. Have your healthcare team. Download the journal, which is a member benefit. So you have your dog journal. Be prepared with what you're planning on feeding, all of that. And then you go with what your soul journey is bringing you.
I mean, as far as the like the emergencies and things, I don't know if you ever experienced this. Okay, as two vets, you probably did not, but just briefly, the emergency room is 45 minutes away. I'm just wondering if it's a bad choice to take in another animal and
Well,
do that. And,
you have to look at that for yourself.
yeah.
However, the more you learn, every one of you, the more you learn how to not be scared of symptoms, the less you'll ever have to go to an emergency room. The more you start with holistic health care and learn how to do Reiki, Tellington T-Touch, Webb, Bingston method, theta healing, all of these different energy healing, you've got immediate ways of helping your animals so you don't feel the need to rush to emergency rooms. And if you have a virtual homeopath on your team and you're a member of Holistic Actions, you can post 24/7. You can contact them by email. So it's sort of how you set yourself up is the thing. And sometimes I don't have a cat now because of how much I travel. It doesn't work. Okay, we got to move on, Sherry. Susan? Oh, Suzanne, I thought we asked that about the asthma. Were you the asthma?
Yeah, I was. My question's multifaceted, though, and you've just touched briefly on a couple of the issues. My cat, he's a 1-year-old rescue. I absolutely think he was vaccine injured. He was adopted and they had vaccinated him before I got to him. He was found in a vehicle as well. The mother gave birth in a vehicle, so he was probably like inhaling fumes. I'm not sure. His sister is totally fine. He is not good. He's not good. He's not putting weight on. He's lethargic. I've tried to feed him raw. I was a member of Holistic Actions for a year, so I got a lot of good advice there. He's
And do
also.
you have a homeopathic veterinarian or a Chinese medicine vet that you're working with?
No, I don't. I've just
Then
been.
you have to. That's
Okay.
there's nothing else at given what you've already said.
Yeah.
There's nothing without spending an hour with you that I could give you to do next. You've already been doing a lot. You've been an HA member. You know, sometimes you need to have a professional working with you. Where do you live?
I'm in Southern California.
Then there's tons, as I said earlier, they're wonderful holistic veterinarians there.
Okay.
So go to the article, read the article about finding one, and you can post if you're a member or going to become a member again, then post in the forum.
Okay, and then I have one other question as well. I
Sure.
have a rambunctious Queensland healer, and about 2 weeks ago, he's wild. And 2 weeks ago, he jumped. He's cut forever jumping. I cannot stop him. He's just always in the air. But he fell badly on his left leg, and he was limping for about 4 days. It seemed to get better, but now the limp is back. I'm giving him MSM, I'm giving him turmeric, he eats raw. Is there anything else that I could give
Oh,
him?
there are tons of things. Again, you could just do a search if you want in the forum if you're not currently a member, or you can post. And there are things like Tellington T Touch, massage, acupressure. You need to reach out maybe to learn a little bit about each one, flower essences. And of course, you can do, homeopathic acute remedies as well, depending on his symptoms. It's best to match. Sometimes people say, give arnica for any time they're lame, but maybe, but it's better to make a list of the symptoms and then do a little research to see which homeopathic medicine might be the best. But probably the main thing is, since he loves to jump and is so active, is to take him on very, very long, slow walks, not to stress that leg and be patient.
He's
But
not squealing. He's a bit of a baby, but he's not squeaking or squealing normally, the slightest pain. So I know it, but it's been going on so long and it comes and goes.
And therefore, again, homeopathic veterinarian, acupuncture, osteopathy, chiropractic,
Got it. Okay.
something like that.
Okay, great. Thank
Okay, that's it. We have to move on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We have
No
to let
worries.
everybody
No,
have a
it's
chance.
fine. Thank you.
Okay. Nick.
Hi.
Hello.
I've been having a little bit of technical difficulty, so
That's okay. We're
it's
okay with
working.
you being sideways.
Oh, am I sideways? Okay. Yeah, I got kicked out before. Am I sideways now?
No, you're
No.
good.
Okay. Okay. Very quickly.
So, I have a dog that I rescued, and I don't know. There's something off. I did have bring him to the vet. He's been rubbing his butt. I've had his anal glands checked twice. And he's been dragging his butt. When I first got him, he was heavily infested with parasites. I did do professional deworming at the veterinarian's office. I have put him on ivermectin also since then. There's something wrong. My mom did see something coming out of his butt, like a long pinkish orange thing. She has cataracts. I did have him on a pre-made. I've been
Well,
rotating
okay.
proteins, and
So,
maybe there's
don't. So, you definitely need. This is something that probably needs to get checked out, and this is the time to create your holistic healthcare team. It'd be wonderful if you had a chiropractor or an osteopath that you could go to, because it can be very often. Oh, the other thing to check, by the way, scooting like that. Sometimes, if they've got pain in their pelvic area. If you just make sure the toenails are trimmed properly. Dr. Judith did a wonderful webinar for us on that, Dr. Judith Shoemaker. And she's seen dogs that almost were, they thought it was anal glands and it wasn't. But just, you never know. There could be many different things. So I would definitely check the stool again. And I mean, I would have a really good parasite check since you've already had problems with that. And there is a flower essence, if it's still available, that Jean Hovey formulated called Para Out of Sight. And often it will get rid of the lingering parasite energy or parasites that just haven't happened. I've had tapeworms, a cup of tapeworms come out of an animal who'd been conventionally treated after a month of using the essence. And Green Hope Essences also has one that can work for parasites. I forget which that is. And so that would be those would be the suggestions I'd make at this point. Keep doing what you're doing with good food and all of that, of course.
Yeah, I just I know he's been hit. He was hit by a car in the pelvic area before I
Oh,
had him. So
okay.
I know there is some kind of a block because I can feel it energetically there. But
Great.
he has his behavior has changed. I mean, he's a toy maniac. He's still playing ball, but not to the extent.
So
He
this
acts
is.
fearful, and he's not playing with his teddy bears in the house. Usually, he carries one everywhere.
Okay. So
Something's
it
off.
really, it definitely something is off. I totally agree with you. And you're not going to get any answer from a conventional vet at this point.
Oh, that's clear. That's
Okay,
clear. That's
so
why I
now,
don't even want to do like the parasite
okay,
testing because
so
it's
here,
like,
well, I would maybe try the fecal, but if so, what you need
oh,
to do
really?
now, what you need to do now is get your vet. Okay, we got to move on.
Thank you.
And chiropractic would be the first thing,
Yeah,
you know,
osteopathy or
or
chiropractic
osteo.
would be amazing for that.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Georgiana, can you do it in 3 minutes?
We have 7 minutes.
No, because we want to move
You're
on to
gonna leave
Nita.
me. Got it.
Georgiana, you're up if you can do
Great.
it quickly.
Yes, she is. Where is she? What is it?
Are
Are
you
you
there?
with us? We can't
I
hear
think
you.
we may have lost her.
Oh no.
Wait,
Okay.
there she is, but
Oh.
not me unmuted.
She's
Can you
posting in the chat, it looks like.
unmute yourself?
There, I'm unmuted now. Can you
Okay.
hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, I have a 5-year-old, just turned 5-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog that has metastatic lung cancer. She's been on
So,
Palladia.
wait a sec. This has to, you have 3 minutes. We're not going to be able to treat your dog.
How do I get her to eat? She's not eating.
Great. Question is perfect. So what you do for eating, and that was Georgiana had the poor appetite, right? So you offer any, number one, you offer anything, ice cream, yogurt, pizza, canned fish, whatever you know she liked in the past, you offer that. There's a product by Wysong called PDG, Pre-Digest, and it is got all sorts of proteins in it. It's a powder, and you can mix it up. And it's holistic. He's really good. And if you're working with a homeopathic veterinarian, part of their help with treating him would be to help the appetite. Sometimes we can rebalance the energy field, which will also help the appetite. And then the other is how you are offering the food. Offer the food with, oh, this is so good. You're gonna love this. Or sit there and be eating and see if he's interested in what you're eating. Or act as if you're eating the food you want to be giving him. Those can make a really big difference. And, be sure you're taking, as we talked before, be sure you're taking care of yourself on this journey.
Thank you.
Yeah, and definitely go to the article and find a great holistic veterinarian to work with. And again, virtual homeopathic veterinarians can work virtually. And for any of you here who have animals with cancer, it's in the chat, but Dr. Charles Loops, Loops, has a lot of things on his website about cancer because he sort of specializes in treating different cancer.
Oh, excellent. I'll look for him.
Now, Nita, are you here or were you only able to post? Can you come online, Nita?
Hi. Hi, doctor.
Yay, hi.
Yeah.
So everybody, if you we're going to do this test of our Sage AI, and we may go a few minutes over the 12:30. So Dr. Jeff, take it away.
Sorry.
Do you have Sage ready to go?
I do. Let me
And
just
while you're there you
share my
go. Okay,
screen
go.
that way. Can you see her, him, her, it? Sage, we're
You make
living.
it bigger?
I
Can
don't
you?
know if I can. Oh, let's see.
There you go. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, good. That's good.
Goody.
Thank you.
So, but I don't have a question. Sage is for everyone. Sage is just distillation of everything that I, Dr. Christina, and other people have taught over the years. And so he is available as a concierge to VIP members of Holistic Action. So if you have any questions, you can always post on the forum, but Sage is there as well to give you immediate answers. So I think
Well,
our
actually, then For Nita, I think we don't want to use sage. We'll do it for Wilma instead. So for Nita, I know you. So Nita's dog was diagnosed with tick fever, but has no symptoms. So I would not. I personally wouldn't do the antibiotics. And if she's in the hills of northern India, I would be looking for Chinese or people who do
Ayurveda.
Ayurveda there for people. And what do they do with Babesia? I'm thinking neem, but that may not be the one off the
Yeah,
top.
actually, neem is a really good choice, and I believe it grows wild in parts of India. My question to Nita first would be, is your dog sick?
No, no, no. She says you're doing fine.
I'm not, and I also don't know. There are all kinds of supplements in the U.S., but I'm not sure they will mail them to India. iHerb may ship to India, but by far your best bet, Nita, is to try and connect with an Ayurvedic practitioner. Actually, my book, which just got copies of, and it's right there.
Yay! Wow.
It's based on the Ayurvedic framework, and actually, what it does merge Ayurveda, homeopathy, and conventional medicine all in one. So,
Well,
yeah, definitely
Dr.
try.
Jeff, I don't get your book here. I tried to get it. It's not on Amazon.
You can get it's not on Amazon yet. It hasn't been published yet. He just got his.
It should be available for pre-order anywhere in the world. Yeah, and.
Well, I did give him neem for a few days till some ill-informed person told me it's very dangerous for dogs. But I've always given my dogs, and we do a lot of Ayurveda, Dr. Jeff. So I will
Great,
contact
awesome.
an Ayurvedic person. Right. Thank you so much.
Great, all right,
Because
thank you, Nita.
the vet was trying to scare me and said it's a very life-threatening disease and stuff. But I wasn't going to risk it.
Good.
Thank you
Very
so
good.
much.
You know what's a life-threatening, what is a life-threatening disease, Nita? Life.
antibiotics.
Life.
I
Being
know.
alive is a death sentence. What does Eckhart Tolle say that we all
Enough,
have the
Jeff.
sexually transmitted? Go ahead.
I'm going to interrupt you on the quote.
That's
I
fine.
posted Ihor Basko's, and he's a veterinarian who does remote consults, and he's in Hawaii, and he knows a lot about neem, for instance. So there may be something on his website for you, and become a member of Holistic Actions as
I
well.
will do that. Thank you so
Okay,
much.
now are
Thank
you
you.
well? You're welcome. You're very welcome. Stay in touch. Are
Thank you.
you willing to go a little later, Jeff, to try
I'm gonna have to jump. Maybe
the
we can do
sage?
sage next month. Maybe
Okay.
Will have a question ready for him.
Okay, let
Sure.
me just finish up then with, I've lost it. With Wilma is in the Netherlands, and her dog has degenerative myelopathy. And if you would become a member, Wilma, we just had a webinar a week ago, 2 weeks ago on degenerative myelopathy, actually a couple of weeks ago, with one speaker, and you're already doing some things, but and so she's doing quite well. As long as she's doing well, if she's staying stable, just keep doing whatever you're doing and work on quality of life. But the other things would be to work with a Chinese medicine veterinarian, a homeopathic veterinarian, an osteopath. Make sure you're avoiding toxins and doing your quality of life, everything that she needs that way. And I think so, yeah. So I would definitely take a check at our webinars. So if you want to join, you'll get that. And we're out of time, and we'll try that one would have been good for Sage, wouldn't it? Okay. I
Well,
think I got through.
try her out after Thanksgiving. And everybody, hopefully you're all pre-ordered and on the list to get the Fireside Chat webinar with me, Sarah Hudson, and Rita Bloom will be done. Dr. Christina will be doing it on Tuesday at 1.
November
And it,
4th.
yeah, on election, election day, it's going to be, we're electing the dogs to run the country. All right.
That's
Well,
great.
thank
Thank
y'all
you
for
all. And thank
coming.
you for sometimes with me being abrupt or stopping you. But thank you very much.
All right. Be well. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.